The Archdiocese of Boston is reeling from accusations that for decades it failed to deal with a priest who was molesting boys. Last week, a Massachusetts jury convicted former priest John Gagan of sexually assaulting a boy 10 years ago. Gagan is accused of molesting more than 130 boys over a period of 40 years. The Boston Archdiocese and Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law also face lawsuits alleging that church officials knew of Gagan's conduct and moved him from one parish to another in an attempt to avoid controversy. There have been demands for Cardinal Law's resignation. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobium reports.
Patrick McSorley says it happened when he was 12 years old. Father John J. Gagan stopped by his apartment to console his recently widowed mother and offered to take Patrick out for ice cream. In the car on the way home, McSorley says Gagan, still wearing his white collar and black shirt, sexually assaulted him and dislodged his faith in the Catholic Church.
I wish every other victim well, and I want life to be normal for everybody, because something like this is not normal. You go to a church when you want to say your prayers and forgiveness for your sins. Now where do I go?
He calls Gagan a sick man, but McSorley harbors an even deeper anger for the religious institution, which he says failed to protect him long after other parents complained about Father Gagan's conduct.
They let him run rampant. I mean, what, 3 decades? Come on now. I mean, he was a known pedophile.
McSorley is one of 84 Boston area men who have filed suit against Gagan, the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston, and Cardinal Bernard Law. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian is representing most of the alleged victims in the lawsuits, which are currently working their way through the courts.
Since 1994, 118 individuals have come forward to me and stated they've been sexually molested as children or as a child by Father John J. Gagan. That spans a period of 28 years in 5 different parishes.
Records obtained by the Boston Globe newspaper trace how church officials tried to cure Gagan's pedophilia and moved him from one parish to another in an attempt to avoid a public scandal over his actions. Earlier this month, Cardinal Law, who's led the Archdiocese since 1984, apologized publicly to Gagan's victims. Yesterday, the Archbishop said the church's old policy of medically treating priests who molest children and then sending them back to new parishes was flawed.
I have come to recognize that it is simply not appropriate to assign a priest guilty of such an act to a parish or to any other assignment.
Several of Gagan's alleged victims have called for Law to resign over his handling of the Gagan case. Law yesterday flatly rejected that suggestion.
The relationship of a bishop to his diocese is signified by the ring he wears, and you don't walk away when the problem is difficult. That's when you need to be together.
As part of dealing with the problem, Law wants to form a commission of academics to advise the church on how to handle sexual abuse cases in the future. The Archbishop also said that he plans to turn over to law enforcement officials the names of all priests that his office believes have molested children in the past. Law declined to say how many names will be on that list, but he said none of the priests still work anywhere within the church. The Archbishop spoke of confronting the abuse of the past and moving the Catholic Church forward, possibly showing how difficult that task could be. As Law left the press conference, he was confronted by Stephen Lynch, who says he was sexually assaulted by another priest. Lynch says he asked the Cardinal to divulge what the church knows about abuse in its parishes.
And I told him that if I have the courage to heal this pain, that he has the courage to tell the truth.
Lynch says the priest who allegedly molested him is now dead, but Lynch still wants to know whether the church was aware that this priest was assaulting children, or whether, as a boy, he was really as alone as he felt he was. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien in Boston.